Just say we appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. We're thankful for the privilege. We're thankful for the privilege to pray. Rick's talking about that wall of prayer, and I appreciate what he said.
Yes.
He was talking about building a wall. And Bruce made mention about several different ones about how that he needed that prayer. The Bible teaches us to set up waymarks.
Yeah.
He said, set you up waymarks. You can go down the road and you can look at most fences, most pasture fences anyway. It ain't every post that's a corner post. But there are many posts in between the corners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many. They're normally smaller these days. They don't have to carry all the weight, but they have to carry the weight from this section to that section.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful? I don't know whether you do or not. You may carry all your weight, but shame on you.
Yeah.
There's enough fence posts that you can share.
Amen.
You can share your weight.
Yeah.
You can put, old Frank Sharp used to sing a song. He said, if you just move over a little bit,
yeah,
I'd help you carry your load.
Amen.
Lord!
Amen.
Brethren, we can help.
Yeah.
Amen.
We can. We may not fix your burden, but we can sure help.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. It's good to know that you got good health.
Amen.
Glory!
Amen.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
It's wonderful. It is. Our minds, I guess, is thinking along. There's a lot. We've lost a lot of older ones.
Yeah.
And we expected them to carry the load.
Yep.
It's expected. Why, preacher? Not so. Yes, sir.
Yep.
The load has shifted, folks.
Amen.
They gone.
Amen.
They sure are.
Yep.
I'm going to say this, for I believe this. You say, preacher, you ain't had no tragic thing happen here lately. Well, the truth of it is, you really don't know what tragic thing we've went through.
Bless the Lord.
From time to time.
Yeah.
I've always said this. You have no idea what that one sitting next to you is going through.
Amen.
No, you don't.
Nope.
Even in the midst of a shouting service.
Yeah.
You just don't. You just don't know. I appreciate the Thurman High Tides.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was acquainted with it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Clinton Lunsford. Clinton Lunsford, I promise you, he loved the church more than anything.
Yes.
But brother, when he preached, he is preaching on sin. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. Amen.
He knows what it do, folks.
Yeah.
He knows what it do if it got into the church and it started separating.
Yeah,
bless the Lord.
We're here to help you. We're not here to condemn you.
Yeah.
But brethren, you've got to live right or you're in condemnation.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Way it works.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, where you is raised. Brethren, if you allow sin in your life, condemnation is there. Jeremiah free.
Amen.
I'll hush. Maybe. I'll hush. Any prayer requests?
Amen.
Remember baby's daddy. That's it.
Any unspoken, raising the hand.
We'll ask Brother Steve if he would start a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, Father, for the day. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessings of life, Lord, that you bless us with.
Thank you for the Spirit, Lord.
Father, we thank you, God, for the blessing, Lord, that you look down upon us, Lord, and touch us. Father, with that of thy love, that of thine understanding. Lord, we know, God, Father, this evening, Lord, that you know, Lord, as David of old said, that of our down sin, that of our uprisings, Lord, you understand, Father, that of our thoughts afar off. Father, we pray, God, you'd bless, Lord, each household that's represented here. Help us, God, this evening, Lord, to be a little vessel, Lord, you'd be able to use for thine honor and thy glory. Father, you'd take, Lord, that of thy word, God, Father, that you might add thy blessing, Lord, unto it. Lord, you might bless these people, God, Father, that's in our midst. Father, we thank you, oh God, Father, for the opportunity, Lord, to even assemble, God, amongst the people. Help us, God, as an individual, Lord, to be able, God, to do that, Lord, that you and you alone, God, could magnify, Lord, and that of the service. God, I pray, Father, that you'll touch these hearts. Lord, I thank you, God, for them. Lord, we know and realize, God, this evening, Lord, that you, Father, through thy Father, infinite love, Lord, and through thy divine everlasting spirit, God, that's endless, Lord, tonight, God, is no end to it. Father, we know, God, Father, that you and you alone, God, would like to uplift, Father, and that of the homes, Lord, and that of the individuals. Lord, and we pray, God, that that of thy spirit, God, Father, would move. Lord, it might just have its sweet way. Help us, oh God, Father, that we'd be able, Lord, to dismiss ourselves. Lord, allow that thy wonderful spirit, God, to have its recourse. Father, that that be accomplished, Lord, this day. We bow our heads and, Lord, we'll ask all these things in Jesus' sweet and holy name. We do humbly pray.
I can only think of the second verse, but I went to Sarah's funeral today, and Bobby just kept talking about what a friend Jesus was to Sarah. And this song come up, I hadn't sung it in years. And I kept thinking, you know, he is my friend and he's my anchor. And when everything in my world is moving, I was standing in the ocean the other day and waves were really rubbing every time it come in to move that sand. And I just kept thinking, oh, I'm so glad that I'm standing on a rock that don't move, that no matter what comes my way, he'll hold me. So I'm, like I said, I can't even think of the first verse, but I'm just going to sing one.
We'd like to say we appreciate again the opportunity, appreciate being here, appreciate you being here. We're going to read some very familiar scripture tonight. If you want to read with us, turn with us. We're going to read some out of the first chapter of the book of Genesis. We're going to read some out of the first chapter of the book of St. John. First chapter, book of Genesis, and the first chapter of the book of St. John. Very familiar scripture.
tonight. I don't know what we might do or say. We might not do nothing but read. Could read a lot more than this, but this is what we have. We're going to start with the third verse, first chapter, book of Genesis. It says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle, creeping things, beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. St. John, first chapter, first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, I know tonight that's some very, very familiar scripture. I've got another verse that I'm going to read, or I may read. Or I may not read. You bear with us. Or just a minute. I don't know altogether tonight whether we'll do or say a whole lot, if any. Don't feel we'd stand very long for our part, but I've not got anything new. Hadn't got anything fixed up new. But I do believe when the Lord gives a man a message, and if he gives it to him, it'll be new to him. Whether it's new to you or not, you may not understand that. there's a lot. That I've read has been preached on many, many, many be the time. No doubt. I thought, was thinking, just to be honest with you, nothing to do with the Bible. But I was thinking about how things was made. I don't know if any of you gets wrapped up in any of that stuff or not. But I watch them programs sometime. It's called How It's Made. How It's Made. Now, I worked in chemical, in plastisol and urethane division for all my life, might as well say. And it's amazing to me the products that were made from what we made. Our finished product was just the beginning for somebody else. And they took and then they made a product that they could deal with and sell and what have you, make money on. And it's amazing how the similarities in the compounds was so close, but yet so far away was the end result. How it's made. That ain't what I'm going to preach on tonight. I'm going to preach on well made. I really am. I can remember as a child, we'd go into a department store. We'd go to Rome maybe once every 2 or 3 months. It wasn't a every Saturday thing. It wasn't a every week thing. But about every 2 or 3 months, we'd go to Rome down Main Street, Broad Street. And there's a little department store down there called Woolworth. Now, Woolworths, to a kid, brethren, it was the store. They had all kinds of things for adults, evidently, because Daddy would carry us there. But, son, he knowed exactly where I was going to be. He didn't worry about where I was going. His worry was how light he could get out of that store. And I'll promise you, brethren, we didn't have a bag full. And us kids, most of the time, you could pick one thing. Now, my dad was in the Korean War, and he was pretty much an American. He is an American. There's a lot of them little old toys and them little doodads that they wasn't made in America. And I promise you, if I picked one and it was made anywhere else, he said, you take that back. You say, preacher, he was prejudiced. Very much so. Very much so. And I picked up on that pretty quick. And I'd tell him a lot of times, I said, Daddy, I really like that Novarin. I said, it's really cheaper. He said, I don't care. He said, you ain't buying it. Brethren, if it didn't have USA made on it, he wasn't going to purchase it. No, sir. We'd be in foul shape today. Now, I'm pretty much out of way on a lot of things. Just to be honest with you. On a lot of things. But I'm not so dogmatic about it that I won't look at the other things. And yes, the price. We have tools today. We can read about products. I don't know where any of you use them or not. But I like to read about a product. I like to read about its history. And I'll be the first one to tell you, honestly, you don't want to buy a vehicle in a year change when they come out with a new motor or they come out with a new transmission. Seriously. Or they come out with a great big old new idea and you be the first one to get it. You better avoid it. They don't like me for that, but I'll tell you. I'd rather things be tried for 2 or 3 years down the road, Danny, before I lay hands on it. And sometimes you say, "Preacher, what are you telling us all this out?" I'm still talking about well made. Well made. I own a John Deere product, biggest thing I can handle on that hill. And do you know what? It ain't made in the U.S. of A. No, it ain't. I got something and I could have swore it's made in USA, and I'm, for whatever reason, I got to wondering about it. It's sad when you wonder about them things about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But when you get up, you go out there and you look and find out for yourself. And I had a product I could have swore was made in the U.S. of A. And I looked on that thing and it says, "Made in Portugal." Imagine that. But it's got good reviews. It's got good reviews. It's got good comments. It's got, a lot of people don't like to read them old reviews. I like to see what it done 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And yes, I like to know what it done this year. Don't you? Check it out. Let's see if it's well made. Bible says that Abraham sought a city whose builder and maker was God. Glory! Hallelujah! He hadn't yet found it, my friend. He is looking for it. But he got to see it. Bible says he did. He got to see it. A city whose builder and maker was God. Now, we got people in this world, quote, quote, theologians, Christians, quote, quote, they say, that they do not believe in the first 11 chapters of Genesis. They will not have it. I know it don't mean a whole lot to y'all, but it just thrills my heart. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean they don't have the first 11 chapters? I'm talking, I wonder how it's made. Huh? How it's made. Now, if I'm reading my Bible right, my friend, St. John, the first chapter, tells you exactly how it was made and who it was made by. Huh? Yes, sir. You can look on it. Huh? You can look on it. It's well made, folks. I don't know about you, brethren. Man has carved out in this earth a lot of different things, but isn't it amazing how this earth is made? All the water lines lead to the sea. Every one of them. And you get in a passageway of a water, a river. Brethren, it never stops. You can dam it up, but you better have an outlet somewhere, because she will come out. She will. They build them, but they was thinking when they build them. You can go around these rivers, my friend, all around this area. It's amazing, and it's a beautiful thing. And when they're generating, what they call generating, my friend, that water gets rushed. It's rushed. Quick. Fills that riverbed up. Don't it? But it don't run it over. Huh? The Bible says that the children of Israel walked across Jordan on dry ground. And the Bible says that brethren, Jordan was outside her banks when they done it. Think about it. Preacher, I don't think about how all that mess was made. I got news for you. It ain't a bunch of mess. It's got some order to it. Yes, sir. Somebody. You go on in the second chapter over here, in the third chapter, and it'll tell you about the great river. That great river Euphrates was parted into four heads. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't make it that way, did you? I think a lot of times that we forget the fact, my friend, that it was well made. Read it. He made things for 6 days. 6 days. David said that the heavens are but his handiwork. Huh? His handiwork. Yeah. Brethren, there's a verse of scripture also in the book of Psalms that talks about us. And it talks about how wonderfully and marvelously we are made. He did not make anything. Brethren, like me and you, nothing. He didn't create the beast like me and you. Now, I know I'm living in a day, my friend, where they worshiping the creatures more than they are the Creator. Yes, they are. They think more of them four-legged runarounds. Yes, sir. Than they do a two-legged human. Hear me. Hear me. You say, preacher, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Well, all I can say, your feelings going to get hurt. Can I tell you what he done? When he made all them beasts and all those cattle of the field, brethren, he turned right around and he put the man over every one of them. Did he not? You shall have dominion. Dominion. Well made. I don't know about you, but I'm just gonna claim that I'm a well made person. Well made. It wasn't no just happened. Big bang. I know all of that. Theories, but they'll teach them theories. Can I tell you something? Listen, it ain't been that long ago. Brethren, in our first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, I know for a fact, there was time set aside and then Scripture was read. Yes, sir. By the teacher. Didn't mean they was Christians. Didn't. But brethren, it was read. Yes, sir. And after that Scripture was read, you know what we done? We prayed. Huh? Prayed. Had prayer. Preacher, did you go to a Christian school? It might have been. This public. Think about it. Now you can't mention, they can't mention it. You can mention it, and they cannot stop you from praying. They hadn't actually took prayer out of school. What they've actually done is put it on the individual. Our granddaughters, she's going for teaching. And she's doing her, what you call it this year? Her last year of college, and she's having to do on the job. She's got a little kindergarten class down there. Had this young man come to her first week. He said, "Miss Carter, can I bring my Jesus book?" Can I bring my Jesus book? She said, "Yeah, you can bring your Jesus book." He said, "Well, can I read something out of it?" She said, "Yes, we'll give you a time to read out of it." Now, in all equality, she has to let everybody else do the same. Do you hear me? But it does not stop the fact that we can still be the person we need to be. Now, I ain't going to get into all that. I'll get tore up. What do you mean? It's a shame what they won't let you do. I know enough to be dangerous. So I'll keep you out of all that. But I do. But listen, well made. He thought so much of us that when he made us, he looked and he saw that it was very good. They wasn't anything that he made that wasn't good. But when he made man, he saw he was very good. Very good. Well made. Well made. Us cousins. I've got about 60 or 62 first cousins. Seriously. On my mother's side, we had a big family. She had a big family. We had a big family. We all get together. Had an uncle that made a career out of the Army. When you make a career out of the Army, you every 2 years, you'll be somewhere for 2 years, and after that, you're going somewhere else. They move you every 2 years. And he had a son, one of his sons. He was stationed over in Japan, and they had a son. And us cousins, we give him a hard time. We give him a hard time. You know why? We always called him Made in Japan. Preacher, you aren't not life about that. Well, I did then. I might as well now. Absolutely. And it'd make him so mad. It'd make him so mad. He couldn't get over it. But the fact of it is, he's born in Japan. He couldn't do nothing about that either. No, he couldn't. Well made. Well made. When they built houses over in Jerusalem and around about in those days, there was a commandment. As part of building that house, that on the housetop that you made bulwarks. They've got codes today. You build a deck, if it's so high, you got to have some railing. And you got to have some dividers, some form or fashion, and they've got to be X amount of inches close together. Yes, they do. They built a house in the days of children of Israel. When they built that house, if they had a top on the house to where you'd go out on the top, they had to build bulwarks. Same thing. For their own safety. For their own safety. Listen, I said something a while ago about having waymarks. Having landmarks, having scotches. Folks, we all need them in our life. They ought to be things, my friend. I love to go back to the night that I was saved, but I'm going to be honest with you. Just to know that God is real, you know how far I got to go back? You know how far I got to go back? Let's try a minute ago. Amen. Let's try 30 minutes ago. Huh? Beyond that. Let's size it on down. Let's try this morning. Huh? Think about it. How far you got to go back? Brethren, if you ain't never put up a scotch or a landmark or a waymark, brethren, you better start putting them up. You're going to need them. You're going to need them. Preacher, ain't nothing going to come against me. What makes you think that? What makes you think that? Did you know, and I'll say this, when David sinned, that sin cost David for years on end. Years on end. He's the king. Not only was he the king, he was a man, the Bible says, a man after God's own heart. Yes, he was. But when David had sinned, and when some of the things were coming, the Lord spake to him through Nathan, and he said, ye have given Israel a great occasion to sin. One sin. You've given Israel a great occasion to sin. David, now I believe God forgive David, but I'm going to be honest with you. The judgments and the consequences that was upon the sin that David committed kept coming. And most of them come through his own house, his own children. You can go and read it. I ain't going to get into it. You need to think that sin, brethren, don't have a price on it. I'll not get into all that. You can get into to so much. But I want you to know tonight that there was not anything in this world that was made that was any better than man. Not anything. Not anything God made was better than man. Bible says that he made man upright, but he has sought out many inventions. Well made. I'm not going to get into the other of it. Who art man that thou shouldest visit him? Or the son of man that thou shouldest visit him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Listen, but there's not anything in this world that God wanted to glorify, nor magnify, nor set up than that of the man that he created. Preacher, I won't have that. What did he send Christ for? He didn't send him for the beast. He didn't send him for this magnificent world that he had made. No, he didn't. He sent him, brethren, that there might be some communication and some relationship back with God that they had in the beginning. Man. Well made. The only thing in this world that I can see that, brethren, disturbs the Lord. I mean, really disturbs the Lord is the man that he's created. And there's not anything in this world that he loves more. Well made. I could preach all night. I could. I'd a lot in this. Wonderful. Wonderful. It's glorious. Amen. He has glorified that he has created. Yes, he has. He sanctified it. Brethren, he's redeemed it by the blood of his own son. Yes, sir. He sent redemption for all mankind. All. A-double-L, all. And there's not any. There's not any. He said it is not his will that any should perish. Right? But that all should come to repentance. Appreciate your prayers. Appreciate you being here.